When George Schaff, Parks and Recreation Director for the City and Borough of Juneau, takes his dog out for a walk at Juneau's Twin Lakes or Savico Park, he notices more people than usual.
Parks are definitely busy for this time of year, which is understandable. I think it's great folks are getting out. At the same time, people seem to be observing social distancing, and there's still quite a bit of space between people, which is a good thing.
That social distancing is to avoid passing COVID-19 to each other while outside. Schaff has this suggestion for cyclists and runners out together, even on a remote trail.
If you're running down a trail, it's a really great idea to extend that to be maybe 20 feet and make sure that you're announcing to others that you're coming up the trail.
That's actually what Alaska's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink recommended in a video posted April 11th, especially if you're out on a trail breathing hard.
We know that when we exert ourselves, we have the higher chance of being able to spread our voice and our breath further, and that COVID could potentially spread further.
She also suggested wearing a mask while active outdoors. Along those same lines, the Forest Service has prohibited gatherings of more than 10 people in both the Chugach and Tongass National Forests. Chad Van Ormer works as a top manager for the Forest Service in Alaska.
Basically, what we're trying to do is align with current federal, state, and local guidance for social distancing, just to ensure that the health and safety of all of our visitors to the National Forest, as well as our employees and volunteers.
When Van Ormer leaves his office in Juneau, he likes to spend his free time out in the forest that he helps manage. He and his family prefer hiking the less used trails out the road north of Juneau. On the rare occasion they approach someone to pass, they usually just step off the trail first. Van Ormer says rangers or law enforcement officers can issue citations for people gathering in large groups, like those family reunions at Auk Recreation Area or that barbecue at Skater's Cabin. But that's a last resort. Instead, he says they always start with an inform and educate approach. Indoor facilities like the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center in Juneau are already closed, but Van Ormer says they're also encouraging visitors to stay away from crowded outdoor areas or avoiding the forest entirely during peak periods. Also, use your bathroom at home, not the outhouses or restrooms on federal forest land. And of course, pack out your trash. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.